a teaching on the blessings of God. And I'm going to read out of the King James and Proverbs 10 and 22. And I want so much to be able to define to you what we're talking about here. But the Word of God says in Proverbs 10 and 22, the blessing, it says blessing. It doesn't say blessings. It says blessing. I checked other translations. It doesn't say plural. It says blessing. This is a total powerful thing that God can put on the life of people. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. And what that means is he wants everybody to be sure. It was like the difference between Cain and Abel. Cain came to God. He put something together, and he thought, this is, look at me. I really put this together. And he brought it before the Lord. It was from the growth of the ground that he brought forth. Okay? Now, Abel came, and God did not accept his offering. And that caused a great resentment in Cain. Abel just came, and his heart was different. His offering was different, and his heart was different. And this is what his offering was. He brought of his livestock and slated it and offered it to the Lord. And I don't even know all the depth of what it means that God accepted Abel's offer. And he spoke to Cain, and he said, Cain, you're going to have to get a hold of yourself. Sin is crouching at your door. Somebody hear me tonight. Sin is trying to get into your life. And God said to Cain, you have to learn to master that. You have to learn how to put that down. You have to learn how to reject that. You have to learn how to stop that. Or it's going to ruin your life. Genesis chapter 1, mankind is introduced to the world. Genesis chapter 4, mankind, there's the first murder. In Genesis chapter 4, with Cain. Cain, where's thy brother? I know it's not. Am I my brother's keeper? The answer to everyone in this room, yes, we are our brother's keeper. We are our brother's keeper. We should have a covenant with people. The word describes the relationship inside of a church to God is the most important relationship. I told somebody, it was Sam. I told him today, I said, man, I said, I love you more. And I'm just going to say this. I love you more than I love my blood brother. I know you more, and I just love you. And the word says we should prefer, look up that word in the King James, prefer one another. That means choose one another above anybody else. If you're going to help somebody, it's going to be a Jesus person. If you're going to move, I thank you for coming, Jeremy. I asked you to come, and you came. God bless you and your family. May the Lord bless you. But we're talking about the blessings of God. And if we're going to talk about the blessings of God, we have to know, what is the blessing of God? Now, I've got one more place to go tonight, and it's not very long, but I had an experience with God that changed me. It started in my life when I was about 48, 50 years old. And by the time I was about 65, 66 years old, I finally saw that this was a blessing from God. God pointed it out to me. He said, I want you to see this, son. And one of the greatest topics that you're ever going to preach is going to be on the blessings of God that maketh one rich. And he adds no sorrow to it. The blessings of God have nothing to do with how hard you work. Does God want you to be lazy and not work? No, I didn't say that. What I said was this, the blessing of God, it's a total thing. The blessing of God in Galatians chapter 3, it talks about that we are heirs of the blessing of God through Abraham. Now, Abraham was wealthy. Abraham got everything. He was a great man in his lifetime. He was powerful. He backed down kings, anybody that opposed him. And it was the blessing of God was on his life. And I believe in Genesis chapter 12, as God was loving on Abraham and had him close to him, he said, son, I want you to know something. I'm going to bless those that bless you, and I'm going to curse those that curse you. And that's the way it was. We have that inheritance. The church does. The whole entire church. Okay? The blessing of God. How do we receive it? Well, see, you can, some people, I heard so many people on TV a lot, and well, yeah, God, I'm just blessed. Well, what does that mean? But see, a lot of people don't even have a relationship with God. And they say, well, I'm blessed. Well, they are. And you know what? If you work hard at anything, and there's a good chance you're going to do good at it. But that's not the blessing of God. The blessing of God is something different that's added to your life, that's added to your talents, that's added to the way you are, that's added to your family. And if you get the blessing of God on your life, everything you touch will prosper. Now, let's go to another place in Psalm 91. Let's go to 14 through 16, there's three verses. And this is them. These are the King James. There's three verses. If you know anything about Psalm 91, it is the psalm that talks about he who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my rock and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. And it goes on to describe certain things, certain blessings it talks about right there. I don't know how long this will last. Well, I mean, not tonight. I mean, this is such a vast, when we're through with this, if I teach on this for a year and we're through, I have not covered it all. God's blessing. When God meets mankind, he meets him with a tremendous God blessing. So if you've ever felt God was blessing you. If you've given your heart to Christ and you're being real, God is blessing you. Don't believe a lie. You're being blessed. And if you learn of God, and we're going to talk about in this how to develop the blessings of God. There's things that we have to do. I'm going to tell you something that happened to me after I read these three verses. And I'm just going to go to my Bible and read. You can, if you have your Bible here, God bless you. And I'm going to read these. And I read these verses for many years. And I'm going to tell you something that happened to me about when I was around 52 or 3. Psalm 91, when you get down to the last three verses, they say this, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. That is, you. If you are a child of God and you are active in the blessings of God and you are, see, God's ways are higher than our ways. If you say, God, show me your higher ways, teach me, God. Teach me how to be a son. Teach me how to be a daughter. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore, number one, I'm going to deliver him. That is a perpetual state of deliverance. God cannot tell you anything that you won't ever have a problem. It's just not in there. John 16:33 makes it pretty clear. In this world, Jesus said, in this world, you were going to have tribulation, but you be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. And my victory, I give it to the church. Behold, I give the keys to the kingdom to the church. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Let's read a little further there. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. Let me tell you something. You need to ask God for a revelation of the power of knowing this one thing. There's only one name under heaven given to men by which we can be saved and delivered and healed. That is at the name of Jesus. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And if he's Lord, you're blessed because he gave his life for you. Verse 15. Here's another part of the blessing. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. This has to do with every kind of prayer that there is. For the child of God that's walking in the blessings of God, when you call upon the Father God, see, you got to know things. Well, Jesus said, don't pray to me. He said, that's error. Well, he understands. Yeah, he understands that you're not following close enough. You're not hearing what he says. He said, anything that you ask the Father in the throne room, in my name, it shall be done for you. Now, there's no ifs, ands, or buts, or maybes there. That's just what the word literally says. Let me read verse 15 again. He shall call upon me. See, when you call upon the Lord, if you are a Jesus person, you can be Catholic, you can be Baptist, you can be Methodist, all of them. We don't have a problem with anybody. Anybody that stands behind this pulpit, we love the whole church. And we're just part of the church. We are not the whole church. We don't have it all. We just have our part. See how unique our part is, how we're really involved in food and this, just certain things. Now, there's other churches, they got another part. And I must say to you, in every town, there are some churches that God did not unction anybody to start. They just started them on their own. Let me try to get through this. I'm going to get to a part. I'm going to show you one of the blessings. It took me a long time to find this out and to deal with this. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Please note, the word doesn't say you'll never have troubles. If you're looking for never having troubles, don't look in the Bible, because if one thing Bible says is you're going to have trouble at times. But you know what? If you're a child of God, I dare you to become a child of God. I dare you to work the New Testament covenant, because if you do, you will never go through a battle alone. And he wins every time. I will deliver him and I will honor him. But the most important part that took me so many years, and I'm going to explain myself and then we're going to take communion, is found in verse 16. With long life. Everybody say long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation with long life? Let me explain myself. My father, who did not know the Lord, died at 59 years old. My grandfather, who did not know the Lord, died at 59 years old. Sometimes, unless the Lord intervenes, you might have heart disease in your family. You might have, I know families that have cancer in their family. And they just, now, in my family, it was heart disease. My dad died at 59 years old. My grandfather died at 59 years old. By the time I got to be around 48 or 50, I began to look at that, and there was a voice inside of me saying, well, your father died at 59. Your grandfather died at 59. It's inevitable. You're going to die around 59 years old. See, I was up around 48, 50 when I began to meditate on this. And there was a part of me that said, well, it's the truth. I just have to get, that's just my family. And the Lord looked at me like this. Angelo, Angelo, no. No. And I struggled with that. And the Lord struggled with me. This was a after midlife crisis. This was in my 48 to 50s, 51, 52. This is what I was thinking. I never shared this with. That's the first time I've shared it. 53, 54. I said, I'm getting close. There's nothing I can do about it. The Lord said, Angelo, you're a word person. You done missed something here that's very important. He said, I want you to pray. And I want you to start saying, not to people, but to yourself, in your meditations, I'm going to live and not die. I'm not going to die like my dad did at 59. I'm not going to die like my grandfather did at 59, and I begin to say that. Bless God, I hit 60. I'm going to a place. Give me 15, 20, 30 more minutes. No, we don't have that much time. We're going to get out of here at 8 o'clock, but I'm going to tell you something. I got a way of saying things quick. Just all I ask is try to stay awake. I dug deeper into the word. And I believe this. You don't have to be poor just because your family and everybody you know is poor. You don't have to be sick just because your family and everybody you know is sick. I'm sorry. You don't have to die at 59 just because your dad and your granddad died at 59. And I began to go through the years. October the 24th, at 60 years old, 65 years old, 66 years old, 70 years old, 74 years old, and the Lord said, Angelo, I want you to know something. The blessing of God is not limited to anything on earth. Not your gynecologic makeup, not anything. You don't have to die at that age just because your family dies. And he said, I want you to understand something. You do what I tell you to do. You go where I tell you to go. You let me love you. And I'll let you love me. And every year that you live after the age of 59 is a blessing for me. My whole family thought I was going to die. The best neurologist in Arkansas said I was so close to death. They had me set up for months and months and months and months of trying to keep me alive. And I said, I feel fine. I was there 3 days. I said, I don't want to stay here. I said, I'm healed. Whatever the problem was, sir, I'm over it. And they said, well, if you can keep up with the therapist walking, we'll talk about it. Well, I walked till the therapist begged me, could we please stop walking for a while? You good? You done? He was younger than me. 3 days. They had moved me to another place, another part of the hospital, a different building. Remember that, Millie? And Millie and Casey was up there. Was anybody else up there with it? Anyway, they were getting ready to put me in there. and get his hand. And all of a sudden, somebody come with some papers, and they said, well, Mr. Florenciano, this has changed. We're letting you go. You listen to me. I ain't telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. If you'll pay the price, if you'll give Christ your life, if you'll turn the other cheek. And I'm going to tell you one more thing. Everything I said was very important. What I'm about to tell you, I've never said from the pulpit, but I'm going to give you the most important, important thing that I found, that it's so important that Millie and I now include this every morning in our devotion as we get up and meet God in the new day. Many years ago, I don't know where it came. I didn't get it from anybody else. I got it from God. I just loved him so much. You know why I loved him? Because I was lost unto death. I had problems. I had drug problems, emotional problems. When he set me free, it felt so real inside of me. I just clung to him like a baby possum hanging on to his mama. Out of that love, you know, when you love somebody, when you really love somebody, you're liable to say things and come up with things you never came up with before. And this is what I came up with many years ago. I said, God, give me something to do that nobody else really wants to do. Most people don't want to do it. They won't do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. I got a lot of things I could name, but if I named them, you'd get the wrong idea and think the wrong thing. I'm not here talking about me. I'm here talking about you, because what works for any person will work for every person. I dare you to start telling God, give me something to do, Father, that nobody else wants to do for you. I'll do it. I'm going to mention just one. The last one. I was at a Christmas recital. About 225, 250 people. And I was there, and this is always on my mind now. And I was just sitting there, and it came to the part they had this ginger ale type stuff, and they were having, we're having a toast. We're having a toast for this one, that one. Who are you toasting? Well, I'm toasting my mom. I'm toasting my students. They did so good. I'm toasting my teacher. And I sat there, and the way you started, you said, a toast. And I said, a toast. And they said, a toast. And they said, who? Jesus. Can I tell you something? Nobody else wanted to say, let's toast Jesus. But I did. You know what I didn't worry about? I didn't give a rip about what anybody thought about that, because I just wanted to know God to know, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. Listen, I'm trying to give you a nugget, so I'll give it to you a few times more, maybe 1,000. Try to make yourself say, God, give me something to do. You know my talents. You know who I am. Give me something to do that I can do that most people don't want to do. I'll do it for you. Or at least let me know what it is, and I'll try to do it for you. If you would make an altar right now, we're about to take communion.